Really, just the mistakes that we made. Knowing that this is the type of team that'll capitalize on all of those mistakes. And you really realize that you got to do the little things to beat this team, because they turn out to be big game changers.
Do you feel like you guys beat yourselves in that one, with that second quarter, that the turnovers gave them the ball in your side of the field three times?
Yeah, I mean, we did some things that are uncharacteristic of us. I mean, we're a team that really didn't turn over the ball too much, and we did a little bit of that against them. And they're an explosive offense. We're one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. So when you're playing against a guy like that, you really got to take advantage of every possession that you have.
For most of this season, this has to be the worst team in football to be a wide receiver for. What was yesterday like compared to that?
It was great, you know, just because this group is so unselfish. And it was great for Damaris to come out and have that type of performance. We all knew that he could play like that. It was just good for the world to see.
Did you know Tim could throw like that?
Yeah, I mean, we were just waiting for him to come out and play the way that we knew he could, and show everybody, especially in this type of game and in our home stadium. It was great for everybody on our team, especially the guys like Champ and Dawkins, and you really know how much this game meant to him.
What changed when, of course, it's terrible losing Eric, but what changed? What changed maybe specifically for you when Decker went out?
Just guys had to step up. Matt Willis, who's been great all year, has come in and made some clutch catches for us. He's learned every position that we have at the receiving core, and he's done a great job of filling in for us. So when Eric went down, Matt was the guy that really had to step up.
What does it say about Damaris that he's gone through all these injuries, including this year, the Achilles in the offseason, and then he fractured the finger on his first padded practice, and then for him to be able to kind of, you know, keep the faith and come back and have as strong a finish the last five games and yesterday included. What does that say about the guy?
It says a lot about him. You know, he's been through a lot in his short career, and I'm just happy for the guy because I know the hard work that he puts in, and it was good for us to see him come out and have that type of day. I mean, we see it in practice, him making amazing catches and running past people, but I don't think a lot of you guys really got to see that from him. But I think that game showed what he can do game in and game out.
Hey, Willis said that Tim and Damaris probably had a chip on their shoulder last week. They could sense that. Could you sense that? And if so, how do you make sure they have a chip on their shoulder again this week?
You know what? I think the whole team had a chip on their shoulder, and I think you have to play that way as a football player, as a competitor. You got to come out and compete, and we know what this team came in and did to us in our home stadium. So that right there is enough fire to get us going. But when you're playing playoff football, you don't need to add anything else. We're fighting for each other and playing for our fans.
How much does what you guys did in the passing game yesterday sort of change the equation and create a more unpredictable offense for opposing defenses to prepare for?
It was big for us, I think, because initially you got to keep people off balance. And before last week, people knew the week they had to stop the run. Stop the run and we'll shut down our offense. But now they had to second guess themselves. Well, they can throw the ball and be explosive making pass plays. So it was good for our offense, good for our team to show that we can do that.
Hey, Eddie, how fair is it that Josh McDaniels has to join the Patriots this late in the season? I mean, he knows you guys pretty intimately.
I don't really pay too much attention to that, you know. We can't let stuff on the outside distract us. We got a tough team that we got to play, and the only thing that we need to be focused on is football right now.
Is there a strange feeling facing him, though?
No, I don't really think too many guys are going to be thinking about that. You know, we got to worry about stopping Tom Brady and scoring points on this defense. I don't think we can worry about who's coaching him.
How does your receiving core work at peak performance without air moving forward?
Just guys got to step up, and like I said, guys like Matt Willis, we all have to do more. We know how much Eric meant to our receiving core and to our team, so we all just had to step up and pick up the slack.
He alluded to it, not a lot of fun then yesterday. Fun. What has it been like for you this year, not being as involved in the passing game as a receiver, and now kind of getting back into that a little bit? Is it kind of feel like your hard work is being rewarded now at the end of the season?
You know what? It really doesn't matter to us as receivers as long as we win. And it sounds like I'm just saying that to say it, but I'm not. because I missed the playoffs a few times by one game, and I know how crushing that was, and what a sick feeling it was to watch the playoffs at home. So right now, whatever we can do to win, that's all what we're for. And I started doing more special teams to kind of get involved, to get my hands on the ball. So that kind of picked up what I wasn't doing as a receiver.
How did the playoffs feel?
It was great, you know, just that atmosphere. I never heard the stadium as loud as it was. And I think it was great for our organization to get back into the playoffs and get back into this winning tradition, and even better for our fans.
When Tebow was scrambling, do you have assignments on reroutes, or do you just kind of helter-skelter go where you think you might see him?
It's kind of just find an open area and run there, hope that he sees you. You know, he does a great job of keeping his eyes down the field. Normally, as a young quarterback, you get that pressure and you just think run first. But he does a very good job of keeping his eyes downfield and trying to make plays.
That being your first playoff game last night, did you just assume they're all like this, or did it really sink in what kind of a special game you were a part of?
Before the game, you kind of try to cheat it. Just another game, do your same routine, just go out and play football. But after the game, I think it all started to sink in. You could tell how much it meant to this city and these fans and everybody, and just that excitement and the joy you saw in everybody. I mean, it was big, and you don't really get to take it all in while you're preparing for it. But after you win a game like that, you really see how important it is.
How was your Twitter yesterday? Was it blown up? Ridiculous.
It was great. You know, like I said, I mean, our fans are the best in the league, and they showed that in the stadium and on Twitter.
What you just said about Tebow when he scrambles, keeping his eyes down the field looking for receivers rather than taking off and running, how recent a development is that?
I think with each week he's getting better with everything as a quarterback. I mean, more experience, he's more comfortable. And watching the film, I was still amazed at how many tackles he breaks back behind the line of scrimmage. I mean, it's hard to get a sack on this guy, so you got to give him a lot of credit for that. But also, the offensive line, I mean, they get credit for their run blocking, but they do a great job of pass blocking for him also.
What was it like watching that film in there, knowing all these big plays were coming up on it?
You were anxious for it, and I was excited for Demaryius just to see him watch that. We watched it on TV a couple times and just saw a big smile on his face, and I was happy to see that because like you said before, he's been through a lot this season.
And he's, other than Megatron, he's second in the NFL, so first in the AFC in the past month since the start of December in terms of numbers at the receiver position, despite how limited this offense has often been. Did you know he was this dominant a player?
I saw it. I mean, I remember watching him at Georgia Tech and seeing this guy. I mean, he didn't get many opportunities there, but when he got him, he made big plays, and that's the type of player that he is. So I can't imagine what he would do with 20 targets a game. I mean, the sky's the limit for this kid, and I just hope that he continues to get better, and I know he will.